Macmillan Audio presents Deconstructing, written and read by Carla Campstra. She said, "What does it mean to be an ordained elder for the Presbyterian Church?" I said, "Well, Grandma, it means I'm chosen to help lead and shepherd the congregation." Pause. I said, "What do you think of that?" She said, "Well, as long as it brings you closer to God." She let that sentence hang there, because that was the space between her generation and mine, between her beliefs and mine. She's long gone, but that sentence still holds meaning for me and my journey of deconstructing, leaving church, and finding my faith, because this journey has indeed brought me closer to God, and somehow, some way, she knows that. This book is in honor of the grandmother who planted the seed of spirituality in my life. She is the reason you are reading this book. I'm forever grateful. Introduction. How did I end up here? Beloved, you are not alone. If you found your way here because you are untangling from your indoctrinated religious beliefs, those words may do little to comfort you. Rest assured, I understand this. I have been right where you are. I wanted to believe that others would arrive to help me on this healing journey to reclaim my spirituality and to heal what organized religion had taken from me. I wanted to believe that others understood and that I was not alone. Except I was alone. I was facing the stark reality that nothing about my life inside church prepared me for life outside of it. Of course, it wouldn't have. Church needed me to stay rooted inside its structure, obedient to its dogma, and submissive to its authority. Its own survival depended on that. A member who will not submit to this structure is a threat to it. There is no compromise. Submit or leave. I left. Yes, this was the loneliness of my own doing. I had the choice to stay, faking it in the pews by spiritually checking out. I had witnessed people who had done that for many years, so why couldn't I? Why wasn't it enough for me to be the good Christian? A phrase that was never used but fundamentally understood to mean be silent, obedient, and never, ever challenge church authority. Why couldn't I just show up to church, study my Bible, pay my tithe, raise my hands in praise at the appropriate time, and then go home until next Sunday? That's Christianity on autopilot. Lather, rinse, repeat. This may work for some, but not for me. It simply wasn't in my DNA to be that type of Christian. What wasn't clear then, but would eventually become clear to me, was that I myself was not the problem. It was the church's rules that dictated what it meant to be a good Christian that were the problem. The rules. Some may call it dogma, others theology. Whatever you call it, it always felt restrictive. Those rules felt like they kept God in a box that was too small. And I had literally spent a lifetime trying to contort myself and become small enough to fit into that box as well. It was as suffocating as it sounds, and I finally realized that it was this God box from which I needed to escape. It was time to release God from those rules. This book will share my journey from silent obedience to living a spiritually empowered life. Those are the bookends, and a lifetime of wisdom, heartache, wonder, and surprise are contained herein. Beloved, what about you? Do you feel a deep void that church can no longer fill? An emptiness in your heart and soul that simply will not abate no matter what you do? Even if you have go-to spiritual practices of prayer, meditation, journaling, and the like, you can't shake the lingering sense that something is still missing from your life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?